had the pedal been a trigger. "What is wrong with you?" I yell in a reflex born of fear and frustration to the car made of all mistuned engine and no grace. He has barely missed me revving toward the crossing at the corner of a street festival otherwise full of music and laughter. He responds to the question in the split second it takes him to pass me, arm hanging by the open window, head lolling outward just enough to grimace, by slamming the gas pedal. The red light barely 50 feet away, the light ahead had been red all this time, means he slams the brake as hurriedly as he did the gas. But his rage will not be contained, so he speeds through the red light in the angry squeals of engine and wheels. I imagine for a moment that this must have been what it feels like to stand powerless in front of an angry man with a gun, his accumulated anger rendered into an object of harm that will not be stopped with reason alone. I imagine that, had the pedal been a trigger, he would have as eagerly applied in that moment the token force it takes to propel the deadly payload to the momentary target of his ire. Isn't it called gunning the engine, after all? Isn't his midlife crisis on four wheels another substitute dick in the same manner as a gun? How would a bad driver with a car be stopped by a good driver with a car anyhow? When did a penis ever stop another penis from transgression? I let my fear dissipate and my breathing return to normal, aided by the gentle music that resumes and the bubble-chasing children laughing again behind me, mere feet away from the corner where someone almost died. My mind runs the labyrinth of questions uselessly a few more times. What about the next time? Other than luck, what can protect me from the unfeeling harshness of statistics? I return to the laughter and the music, and glimpse in them a faith for an expanding warmth that can cover even the seas of anger one day, whether I see it myself or not.